AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A former president could face contempt charges.
Former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, say they will refuse to comply with a congressional subpoena for them to testify in an investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. The Clintons are slamming a Republican-controlled committee's attempts for them to testify as legally invalid. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has questions for the Clintons.
Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president. I've been in Congress 9 years. I think I've been to the White House 9 times in 9 years. Epstein was in the White House double the amount of time that I was under one president.
The Clintons told Comer he is on the cusp of a process literally designed to result in their imprisonment. Comer was asked if President Trump should testify.
He answers questions every day about Epstein.
Will you rule out?
Well, you can't bring in a current president.
Comer says he'll begin contempt of Congress proceedings next week against Bill and Hillary Clinton. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Days of demonstrations against immigration agents and a new lawsuit have left Minnesota tense. Federal officers sprayed eye irritant and dropped tear gas at activists today in Minneapolis. Students, meanwhile, walked out of a school in a Minneapolis suburb to protest the Trump administration's bold immigration sweeps. Thousands of New York City nurses have been on the picket lines for a second straight day after walking off their jobs at some of the city's leading hospitals. The union has accused one hospital of illegally firing 3 nurses. Another hospital has criticized what it describes as the union's reckless demands and troubling proposals in contract talks. The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring transgender girls and women from playing on school athletic teams. This is AP News. A veteran NFL coach has announced his resignation.
The Mike Tomlin era in Pittsburgh is over. The longest-tenured head coach in major American professional sports stepped down from his job leading the Steelers on Tuesday after yet another quick playoff exit. The announcement came a day after the end of his 19th season in Pittsburgh, where he was a relative unknown when he was hired to replace Bill Cowher in early 2007. Tomlin guided the Steelers to a Super Bowl title in 2008 and finished with a 193-114-2 regular season record. Team President Art Rooney II said in a statement that he was extremely grateful to Mike. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
UCLA's athletic department has received $17 million from late alumnus Lawrence Lane to benefit football and men's basketball. Lane, who died in December 2024, aimed to support the athletic department, which has faced significant debt. More news at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen. AP News.